إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, one of the things I teach in leadership education is a psychometric theory called MBTI, Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. I don't know, some of you may have done it. Has anyone done this, MBTI? No. We'll do it in some program, inshallah. The theory, the foundation of the theory says that every waking moment we are consciously or unconsciously doing two things, gathering data and making decisions. So for example, you enter a room and you say it's too hot. So where's the air conditioner remote? So you simultaneously did two things. You did it very fast and seamlessly, but if you analyze it, you entered the room, you assessed unconsciously the temperature, and then you came to a decision that it is not to your liking. It's too hot, so I should do something about it. And this applies across the board. You meet somebody for the first time. You have never seen the person's face in your life, but you meet the person for the first time, and suddenly you feel that, yeah, this is a nice guy. Right? And for example, I mean, for all you know, at that point in time, all you're going by is, and obviously, I mean, if you're just meeting the person for the first time, all you're going by is the external appearance. And the external appearance might fit in with what you consider to be good people. Right? So you say, you know, I think he's a good person, I like the person. And sometimes it happens that, you know, later on you change your mind. But the point is that at least the first impression. The point I'm making is, how does that link to a Fajr reminder? How it links to the Fajr reminder is, I want you to remember three things. One is that this issue of Myers-Briggs, data gathering happens unconsciously also. But the decision-making part of it, every moment of our life that we are alive, that we are awake, we have an opportunity to make a decision. Do something or don't do something. I link that to our lives as we account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do something or you don't do something. And on what you do and what you don't do, you are either rewarded or you are punished. Yes? So every moment of our life is an opportunity to make a decision to please Allah. Every minute of our life, every single second, the moment from the minute our eyes open, you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Make this into a habit, inshallah, when the eyes open in the cupboard, we'll say the same thing. And then you do what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. We know from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he woke up, and he pointed to the sky with his finger and he recited the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah from Amana Rasul to the end. So this is the sunnah of waking up. When you wake up, this is what you do. So conscious decision that from the minute my eyes open, I'm focused on, am I pleasing Allah or not? So every moment of our lives, no matter what we are doing, whether it's official work or whether it's entertainment or whether it's, you know, being with the family or wherever, including, for example, being in the masjid, and you might say, well, I'm already in the masjid, you know, what decision do I need to take? But even in the masjid, how we behave, what we do, what we say, what we don't say, is an opportunity to please Allah or to displease Allah. So every waking moment of our lives, we have an opportunity to make a decision. And the decision is, should I please Allah or should I displease Allah? Now you might say, well, this is a no-brainer because, you know, who will consciously say, I want to displease Allah? Obviously, inshallah, we will not do that. But we do think we will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without thinking, unconsciously, without actually intending to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we still do. I mean, if I do ghiba, I did not actually actively make an intention. How can I displease Allah? Well, the best way right now which available to me is I should make some ghibat. I'm not doing all this. I'm not consciously thinking of all this. But I'm doing ghibat. Does it please Allah or displease Allah? It displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's haram. So even though I didn't consciously intend to do it, as long as I fell into that trap, I'm caught in the trap. And that's the reason why, like we said yesterday, make conscious choices. We need to live consciously. We need to make the effort to live thoughtfully, to live consciously. Not just to live like an animal, you know, just breathing. You feel hungry, you eat. You feel sleep, you sleep. This is like how animals live. I mean, this is not a human. A human being must not live like that. Definitely not a Muslim. Animals live like this. You know, you feel sleepy, you sleep. You get up, you feel hungry, you eat. No. As far as we are concerned, we must live consciously. I remind myself and you, we must live consciously. And that consciousness must be, how can I please Allah? So every minute, every moment of our waking life, we have the opportunity to make a decision. So consciously let us decide. Consciously let us decide. Consciously let us think, what are the options available to me now? Don't randomly do something. What are the options available to me now? I am about to leave the masjid, I am going to put on my shoes. What is the option that I have? I have an option, I just stick my foot into the shoe and I walk. Another option is, I consciously follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in putting on shoes. I'm deliberately giving you very simple, mundane examples, because that shows, I mean, in the major things, I'm getting married. You know, do I have an opportunity to please Allah or displease Allah? Of course, we know this. These are big things. But the smallest things, the smallest, minutest things, so which we generally disregard, you know, but that is where, in terms of life, the smaller number of decisions, the small decisions far outnumber the major decisions. How many major decisions in our lives do we make? You know, maybe if you look at the whole life, major decisions, major thresholds through which you cross and so on, and maybe how many, 4 or 5? You know, what education, which college to go to, should I leave my house or should I stay here? I get married, so who do I get married to? You know, I mean, these kinds of things, I relocate from one country to another country. I mean, these are like how many decisions in your whole life. But the smaller ones, literally every day we have hundreds of them. We make hundreds of decisions, completely, more for the most part, completely, unconsciously. It's like we are, as if we are some kind of a robot which is on some remote control. And usually that remote control is in the hand of Shaitan. And we live. So that is where we have to now disengage. Take the remote control back into our hands, put it in the pocket, we don't need it. And we take conscious decisions on how to live. Consciously make the choice. What pleases Allah? I will choose that. What displeases Allah? I will not do. And in a particular case, if I don't know, does this please Allah or does it not please Allah, then I will find out. And until I find out, I will not do that thing. Very important for us to do this consciously, because otherwise life just goes. Life just finishes day after day after day. And then one day, the bell rings. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live thoughtfully, consciously, and to always consciously seek to please Him and to take those decisions which we know please Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to accept our actions and to accept our thoughts and to guide us to that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.